This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You'll recall a few months ago we were at OSF St. Mary Medical Center when the new entranceway was officially finished being built and was dedicated. At that time, a time capsule was unearthed that related to the building of the facility out on North Seminary Street. Well, a new time capsule has been put into place, so I thought we'd talk about that with Don Schadensack, Vice President of Clinical Services at St. Mary's. Don, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Will.
Let's kind of go back to the beginning here. One of the interesting things I think about this whole thing is that when the building of the new entrance area was finished, you discovered a time capsule not a lot of people knew existed, right?
That's correct. In the old entryway, there was a couple sets of doors, and to the right of one of those doors, there was a dedication plaque that said 1974 on it. And when they removed that doorway and the plaque, they found the time capsule.
And we know that since then, and I know on the day of the dedication that the items of the time capsule were available on display. Talk about what some of those things were and what has happened to them since you unearthed that time capsule.
Well, some of the things that were in there were pictures, mementos of the time. There was like personal things that the sisters that were here at the time had put in envelopes, and they wrote notes, or they put something that was special to them in the time capsule. And I think there was about six sisters here at the time, so there was quite a collection. There was a picture of the board that was on duty at that time, and a variety of other things. All of that stuff now has been archived and put into the appropriate material so that it'll stay for generations. And it's actually it's still here at the hospital. I still have it here, but it will eventually make its way to the mother house in Peoria.
Did you imagine when you became Vice President of Clinical Services that you would be unearthing and archiving things in a time capsule, Don?
No, not at all. That just goes into one of those job categories of other duties as assigned.
I know, and that. That's very familiar to me, yes.
Yeah.
So we should go back and say that these were items that related to the building of the current hospital campus in 1974, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So let's fast forward to today then. You have a replacement, if you will, time capsule in place, correct?
That's correct. The sisters wanted us to proceed forward, and so we had a new time capsule fabricated. It's the original was made out of copper. Mm-hmm. This one, however, is made out of stainless steel, and it's a box with a lid on it, similar to a lid like a shoe box kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we went around and collected some items that we thought were appropriate for going forward that would maintain our history and our values, and we put them in the time capsule,
which was officially put. Almost, if you will, put back where the original time capsule came from, correct?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So we kept the 1974 dedication plaque.
Okay.
But we moved it because the space where it was at no longer exists. So we moved it around the corner so that we kept it into the original 1974 building. But we put the new time capsule behind that sign.
Okay. So tell us about some of the items that are in the new time capsule then.
Well, there's a lot of pictures that we put in there, all of our boards, and we have pictures of the statue that's out in front of the hospital. That statue has been with us we think, somewhere before 1930.
Wow.
And so it's special to us. And so we had pictures of it in different locations from 1930 on. And so we decided to put those pictures in the time capsule. We also we put some other memorabilia from the sisters. The sisters from in Peoria ended up sending us stuff that were important to them. There's prayer cards with quotes on it from our foundress, Mother Frances Crossey, and there's a San Damiano crucifix.
Wow.
Which Sister Judith Ann sent us. That's a crucifix that St. Francis prayed to. And we did some other things. The OSF has a coat of arms, and so we put that in there along with some pins that have that coat of arms, and then we explained what that coat of arms is. And then we had speeches at our dedication that day, and we have all those speeches and the people that gave them. We have all their information, and we put that in the time capsule as well.
You know, I don't think people think anymore of the placement of time capsules as something that's done much anymore. But it sounds like you're telling me that this was something that was very, very important to the sisters and really to the whole OSF network, kind of, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of preserving the history and our heritage, and it is important. When you know, we were so surprised to find that time capsule, and actually, we were excited. I was excited. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's a good way to move forward, and actually, there were a couple of sisters here at the dedication, and at least one of them was stationed here back in 1974.
Oh, wow!
And she had written a personal note and put it in an envelope and put it in the original time capsule. So. She ended up giving us something for the new time capsule.
So. Well, that's great. Well, if you need any items for another time capsule, I can save this interview and put it on an MP3 on a thumb drive that you can put into another one if that ever comes up.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we had a major discussion about what kind of material do we put in the time capsule.
Sure.
Because do we put in a zip drive with information, or do we put in a DVD with information? And all I could think of was, hey, we could put an 8-track tape in there, and you know, 100 years from now, when somebody tears that thing down and finds it, they're going to say, what the heck is this?
And somebody somewhere will have an 8-track tape player that you can play that on.
It'd probably be me.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Don Shatensack, Vice President of Clinical Services at OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Will.
Don Shatensack on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Commando and Sports coming up on WGIL.